everybody, happy Friday, end of the week, maybe for most of you. So the date today is June. Boy, time's going by here, 26, 2015. So let's clear maybe some of your energies that you may have had during the week here or today. So here we go. Think of a situation, a problem, a condition, whatever seems to work. And here we go, releasing that energy from you. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. And let's make sure everybody's here. So use your little finger exercise. Should be, if you're new to this, have your finger, your body move your finger pointing upward, the index finger. Just kind of move it slowly around, and it should be directly in front of you. That's the easiest way to do this here. And if it's right in front of you, you're here. If not, you're somewhere else thinking that you're here. So we'll bring you back in case you're not here. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay, and let's energize the light beams. So here we go. First light beam being energized. So stronger, 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 and stronger. This is male energy. Next light beam, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie doke. So next one. One, two, three, four, and five. And let's see how you're all doing here. So we'll bring Ann on, and we'll just do some emails maybe, and we'll see what comes up today. So back to you, Ann.
Okay. Hi, Ron, and welcome everyone to the Creation Light Ship Healing Show with Ron Ametron. We're happy to have you all here on this Friday night. It's Paranormal Friday. We thought we'd finish up some of our discussion from the last show about timeline crashes, but also we would love to hear any, well, I guess I shouldn't say love to hear, but we will hear any of your paranormal stories that if you like help or information from Ron about anything odd that's going on in your life that you can't understand, you're free to send us an email at clsquestions@yahoo.com or put it into the fast chat that you can find through the BBS radio station page. And Ron's website is creationlightship.com. So thank you, Ron, for clearing us all out and getting us all present and accounted for. We had quite a long talk about timeline crashes on Wednesday's show, and somebody wrote in a really great question or statement, I guess I should say, that I thought we'd start with. Dear Ron, I am in an industry that has a lot of cliches about it, such as you have to be young to be in this industry, you have to know somebody to get ahead in this industry, people are very competitive in this industry, and if I don't keep up and always am fighting, I won't get enough work. And it suddenly occurred to me from doing timeline crashes that I have a choice. Am I signing up to be on these timelines, or can I be helped by just noticing them and then avoiding them?
Okay. Well, the first thing is what it sounds like is somebody else's reality is coming into your reality, okay? So let's just say that somebody's reality says that $100 bills are very, very bad. Or even $20 bills. So right away, you're taking their reality as your belief system. And their belief system maybe, you know, is whatever it is. But you need to realize that you need to enter into whatever you're doing, you know, with your own spirit in you as being very open to anything that's going on. So I wouldn't allow somebody else's reality to contaminate you and slime you. If you are in a situation to where a lot of people believe a certain way, then that's kind of like the dark side practitioner energies, and maybe they're tainting it for you. So I guess the next thing is, do you consent or contract to their ideas and understand that now you are having a problem with that industry or whatever it would be, and it's your consent that is allowing you to be on those timelines. So get off the timeline so maybe you can make that job or industry that you're trying to get or that you're in much better. So I guess back to you.
Okay, Ron, thank you. Yeah, I thought of a lot of them. It's almost as if you can step back and look at the cliches that there are about all different industries, like the technical industry is only for men. So, you know, if you're a woman, you're going to have a really hard time. If you're, you know, in your 50s or 60s, oh, they only want to hire young people, that kind of thing. And it's, yeah, those are, like you say, there are people who, you know, California fell in the ocean. They're living on that timeline. So people live on those timelines, too. But it's almost like the cliches could help you sort of step outside of that area and then keep yourself out of those belief systems.
Yep, that's correct. Uh-huh.
Okay. So here is, if anyone else has any other, oh, somebody did write in and said that they started doing timeline crashes one day and it made them nauseous. And then the next morning they did another timeline crash. I don't know if they only did one and then one other, and they were nauseous again. And they are known to have extreme reactions, physical reactions to clearings, and they just want to know what you make of that, Ron. Is that something that could happen?
Well, it only happened because you're going on to another timeline. Remember, you have to be somewhere, so the timeline that you get off of, you're going on to another one, unless you're in the now. So remember, you keep getting bounced from one to another one. So if they only had one extra timeline out there and you cleared that, and there's only one out there at all, and it's gone, then you come back here to the real Earth, and you feel great. So I would say, just keep clearing those timelines, and very possibly, maybe you haven't cleared it out all the way. Maybe you're still being bounced back and forth. So that's just a way to look at it there.
Right.
But yeah, if you are getting having troubles with doing a timeline crash, it just means that you're in very, very deep. So just keep going. So back to you.
Okay, great, Ron. And I don't think we've answered this in a while, but so let me ask you again. Can we buy timeline crashes for other people?
Yes, you can. Uh-huh.
Okay, great. Okay, well, that's it for now on the timeline crashes, Ron, but I'll move on to here's something that you talked about the other night, and it's definitely paranormal. You described seeing this thing that kind of, you know, came onto a body. So this listener wrote in asking, is this anything like the web coat or slime or sludge body? But this human skin was to cover the alien or clone like a snake skin, replacing the old skin, but in this case to make it look human. So is that like a suit that's programmable intelligence or a shapeshifter? And I guess they're wondering, you know, is there something we can do about it, and might this web coat or slime or sludge body clearing help us?
Yes, I would say that would be correct, yeah. I think it would help. So,
do you think, okay.
Yeah, I would just remember that's, it could help. That's a new energy coming in. So hopefully, you know, you're not really connected to that energy, but you never know. That's the new stuff coming in here is those new bodies. And it could slime you. You could get stuck with this thing on you. And you wonder why you're kind of suffocating or not feeling right. So, not good.
Is this, do you think the slime or sludge body clearing would help with that, Ron, in case that is that becoming very prevalent, that thing that you saw?
I don't know yet, so.
Okay.
Just don't know.
Okay. Okay, now here's a really thoughtful email. Dear Ron, you mention, you tell us to talk to our spirit because our spirit knows everything and there's no need to go outside of yourself for answers. Here's my question. If a person doesn't know anything about engineering or another high-level skill or topic to get a job or start a business, will your spirit know all you need to know by asking it? Is it just a matter of asking your spirit that you want to paint like Leonardo da Vinci when you never took a painting class?
Depends what's in your DNA. Your spirit will only bring forth the DNA that it brought forth, you know, when you were created. So if you're doing something that's completely different than what you've done in the past, try it. You could also go into the spirit and fetus infusion, I think is what we call it, or fetus infusion, and maybe kind of bring forth more DNA for what you may want to do. But you're communicating with your spirit, and you want to do that in the now. So you need to, you know, naturally everybody lives in mind energy, so you need to see what you would like to manifest. Or have talents of, or creativity or something. And you need to have a knack for it, first of all. Otherwise, it may be very hard to obtain. Not that it'd be impossible. But let's just say that one day you wake up and you say, I want to be a doctor. Well, have you had that inkling throughout your life? If you haven't had it, then chances are you don't have the DNA to bring that through, but you could possibly, you know, do that, and then you want to be in the now to manifest, but, you know, do you want to go through all of that schooling if you're, you know, pretty old, you know? But it's not that it's impossible, but what you're doing in your life now and what you have done in your life, you need to look and just see where you are with that situation of what you want to do now by changing your life. Act in a sense. So that's kind of how I would probably look at that. So back to you.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. Yeah, that's very interesting how we have to be aware that we're dealing with two separate things, our spirit and our DNA and what we have in our brains, our physical brains and bodies, what we have the knowledge of. So thank you for that. That was very clear. I feel like we could talk about that for like six shows.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay, so something just came in, Ron, a paranormal question. Hi, Ron, we are dealing with fires here in the Big Bear area. We have a sky full of clouds, excuse me, but no rain. Is something holding back all the rain?
Boy, that's a hard one to tell. You know, I would do the environmental clearing, possibly. You may want to do a clearing for the grid line that you're on. Maybe some reason something is not, you know, coming through to you on the grid line. So you may want to do that. Sometimes clouds appear, and maybe they're not real clouds. So that's another way to look at it. The other thing is you probably want to maybe do timeline crashes on the fire, and maybe after that you may want to do something to where there's maybe a negativity clearing, or maybe some people light the fire, maybe a media clearing. The media clearing could stop everything because people are using mind energy, so to view what's happening. So I would imagine that everybody in that area and surrounding areas, that's probably going to be on the news, and the people can't wait to see more devastation. You know how people are. So the people could be actually using their psychic energy to cause more fires, okay? Because they want to see more when they turn the news on. They can't wait to see what's happening. So back to you.
Very interesting, Ron. I've experienced that before, though, that feeling of clouds are heavy with rain, and but it doesn't rain, and you know, and you wonder why, like what's going on there, because that it wouldn't be a natural phenomena of nature of the Earth's spirit, would it?
No, it should be raining if it's a normal occurrence.
Right.
Well, it sounds like something is there, and the people maybe are stopping things from happening.
Yeah, so it probably is something nefarious is going on.
I would think so, yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. Do you think there are any, our next question talks about dark side practitioner and curses. Could there be people cursing that area or cursing the whole situation? I guess if they're enjoying the fire, that's kind of like cursing it, isn't it?
Yes, uh-huh. Very possible.
So you think it's more like people are messing with it more than aliens even?
I would say probably so, yes. Uh-huh.
Interesting. Okay, so on to this next question, Ron, this person has. What is the difference between mind looping for repetitive thoughts and mind looping in the generational clearings? And would this be effective for repetitive visuals due to alien attack or dark side practitioner curses?
I didn't quite get that one all the way.
It sounds like this person sees, it says, repetitive visuals, okay? So they're having dark, negative visual representations happen to them.
Okay.
And they feel it's due to alien attack and also probably also dark side practitioner curses. So the question is, would the mind looping for repetitive thoughts help and or mind looping generational clearings? And she wants to know what the difference is between those two.
Well, the mind looping, boy, okay, for mind looping, that's when you have something that comes to you all the time, and normally you're acting upon it, or you're talking about something. So that would be that one. As far as, having something appear to you out of nowhere, that might take care of it. Normally with mind looping, it's, you know, you're experiencing something. So if you're having a vision or something, I don't know if that's going to correct it or not. It might. What do you think, Ann? That's a more difficult question, you know?
Yeah, and, you know, they're saying it's repetitive, so I can understand why that would seem like it's a mind loop. It just happens to be, I guess, a mind loop in full color. They're seeing instead of maybe just hearing a voice or feeling like there's a tape playing in their head, which I think is more common. For some reason, this person is unfortunately seeing, having visions.
Yes, uh-huh.
I wonder, you know, you've done clearings before for our eyes. I don't know if it's this person's eyes, but that just gave me that thought. Could we have a sample and maybe take something out of our eyes, Ron, that people could have?
Let me see here. I can't do cameras or anything, so I don't know what else would be in your eyes. I could probably, I'll just see if we can maybe take away some film or like glasses that you could have on that you don't know much about, okay? You know, you just have something that is maybe giving you a blurry vision. Let's look at it that way. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. Boy, it's heavy. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And that's heavy. Okay, we'll see what happens here. So back to you.
Okay, thank you, Ron. Today, well, every Friday, Ron does the entity clearing call at 5:30 p.m. Pacific time. It was a wonderful call tonight, Ron. Would it be possible for you to take an entity or entities out of our eyes, too?
I can't do that now.
Okay. All righty. So the person that wrote in earlier about, you know, can you just ask your spirit to teach you anything you might need to know, has sent a follow-up email about that. Does that mean that my DNA was given without my free will and free choice? And what happens to my DNA after the ascension?
Well, the DNA is in the body. And the DNA is only needed to actually bring the energy to you so that you can be who you are. After ascension, there's no DNA because that's like a memory, a recording, a record of you, of your body. So that's not even considered. So your DNA will not be used. For anything. Everything is erased. At ascension time, if you choose to take your body with you, with the earth spirit, then that's a different story. So very possibly, the DNA would be used to, you know, reestablish your physical body. Let's put it that way. That help answer the question, but the DNA really is not going to be activated or used because it would be in judgment, and you chose your body, number one, okay? So let's get back to that. So you did choose your body, and because of that, your body has DNA. So you were at free choice, free will. That's why you picked who you are. So does that make sense, I hope?
It does. It does. I think, you know, we didn't get the choice to not come back into a body, but of the choices we had, which was we had to come back into a body, we had within that some choice.
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay. Interesting. Okay, this is really paranormal. Another listener just wrote in. They wake up at night and they feel different ribs being hurt during the night, and they hear voices, and the voices are discussing him and saying things like, is he asleep? And what gives? So he's asking, what should he do to stop these attacks? And can you do a sample healing maybe of, I'm gathering that this person is feeling some pain from these attacks at night?
Well, the first thing is, it sounds like it's probably alien, so you want to get on and do the alien attack stage. That's the first thing. The next one, you want to be on this timeline right now, okay, because you could be on another timeline and having this experience. So you want to be in the now. So hopefully that'll help, because you want to get off that timeline where you're hearing and having this stuff done to you.
Okay, great. Could we possibly have maybe a sample of the fear body clearing, Ron?
Okay? So, pure body. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. Oh, boy. Okay. So back to you.
Okay, Ron. Thank you very much. We really appreciate that, you know, all the free healings that you do for us. Okay, so this is another follow-up question, Ron, from someone who wrote in to us. Okay, I have a few. Her father passed away, and okay, so the person wants to be sure that they have found as much of the father's entity or spirit and emotional body as possible, because she doesn't want her father's energy infiltrating and affecting other members of the family.
Just do that one clearing, the deceased loved one's emotional body. Just do it one time and just gone. So that's all you have to do. You don't,
okay.
You don't need to keep working on it or anything. Just do the clearing.
Okay, good, good. Okay. Okay, someone is writing in. I'm not sure where they live, but there was a strong solar flare happening in the sky. They did the regular timeline crash, holographic reality disconnect, environmental imbalance, timeline crash. And is there anything else that they should be doing to protect themselves from the energies coming from these solar flares?
Boy, again, I don't know how to answer that one. If something external is coming to you, and you know, by being on the timeline, possibly, you know, on the now timeline, maybe that may not affect you as much. So I just don't know what to say on that. There are external things happening that can cause problems. So. Boy, do you have anything to add? And I don't know what to say on that one.
Well, maybe just earth protection, and put in that there are solar flares in the area at the time, you know, after your name.
Now,
and
you
I
know,
feel
you
like
want to do timeline crashes if you're worried about something.
Right.
And you probably got it from a media information, so you may want to do a media clearing because you may be connected to through the media. To something going on, you know, if you don't know about solar flares, is that going to affect you? Okay, I can't say yes or no, you know, but if you don't know about it, maybe you're not going to be on the timeline where they are going to affect you. So, anyway,
right.
Back to you.
Okay. And interesting, this is kind of similar in a way. Another person wrote in letting you know that there was something weird going on in their town because there were a lot of dark side practitioners around. So maybe there was some kind of psychic fair or something. I don't know why there would all of a sudden be a lot other than that, you know, dark side practitioners. And there was some very bad weather on the way, and they did the environmental imbalance, timeline crashed, and the foul weather went away, and she just wanted you to know that there was then some rain, but not in a dangerous way, and that clearing is very, very powerful, that they actually only ran it for an hour, and it completely changed the whole weather situation in their town.
Oh, wonderful. That's great.
Yeah. Yeah, so that, you know, a lot of that probably would apply to the person that wrote in about the solar flare. So it's kind of the same thing. And also not to get you know, not to get caught up in these things. I think it was last Wednesday you did a sample of the media clearing. So if you find yourself caught up in some story like that, or if when Ron does the sample you feel a release, then that's a sign that you need to do the whole life media clearing.
Yes.
Okay, well, someone else wrote in about there's women's, you know, beauty things from outside of themselves, like along the lines of plastic surgery and stuff, are continuing to get out of hand and ridiculous, and that these things must be coming from clones, because apparently they're putting some, you know, injections of something in their head now so they don't sweat and ruin their hairstyle when they do yoga or exercise. So I guess they're just wanting to know us to know that there's a lot of clones around, and they're getting they're acting crazier and crazier.
Now that's very possible.
Yeah. Well, I guess if you can be, what was that movie, Stepford Wives? You know, if you want to be perfect, I guess you can buy it. You can pay for it.
I had a clone experience yesterday. So I'm in the vehicle, and Angelie's in shopping, and so I may have been on the on the conference call or just before it, and a person's like maybe 50 feet away from me with the car, and they bought this small little boat, like a kayak type of thing. And where I was, it was 116 degrees, okay? So it's very hot. And they're trying to put this kayak on the top of the roof of their car. And the guy's sweating like crazy. And the lady was kind of warm, too, looked like. And, you know, it took them, like, over a half an hour to put two straps on this little boat that may have been, like, 10 feet in length, you know? And so I said to him, I said, well, you know, and they didn't even listen to me or hear me typically. I said, why don't you drive to the side of the building where there's shade, you know? And they didn't even look at me or acknowledge me. They must not have even known what I was talking about, but I know they could hear my voice. And it was just kind of weird, like they didn't even speak English or something, you know? It just was really strange. Normally, when somebody, you know, communicates with you, you at least look at them, right? And so anyway, and they're like, I mean, it was hot, you know. So I was trying to tell them that they can go on the side of the building where there's a lot of shade, and there was like, you know, probably 60 feet of shaded area that they could have drove their car around. You know, all they had to do was drive like 200 feet to go around the side of the building. Anyway, that's another clone story. Well, back to you.
Okay. Okay, this is a really interesting question, Ron, from a brand new listener that just wrote in. Can the light ship reactivate our psychic and paranormal abilities so we can fight the aliens consciously? Consciously. I'm new to the show, but it seems pretty useless to help ourselves depending on a computer screen. I don't get it.
The light ship cannot do that. All the light ship can do is really give you peace. You know, and you're not connected to the light ship. You're connected to your spirit. So it can't help you that way. So the clearings that you do on your computer, all those energies run through me. And so if you're asking me if I can do that for you, I can't, because everybody has what they have. I can take stuff away from you, and then your spirit may be able to connect with you and maybe do a little more for you. But other than that, you know, the alien presence is here. And that's why we have the alien attack page. So that's your best bet to do anything, is to get onto that page and clear yourself off. So I guess back to you.
Yeah, would it even be safe for a person to decide, oh, I'm going to fight aliens on my own?
No.
I mean, I think we try to avoid them, really, and get them out of us, but, yeah, okay.
It's a good idea, but, you know, I wouldn't recommend that, you know.
Right. And the person is new to Creation Lightship, and I think that once they try some of the healings and start to feel more peaceful, they'll understand how very powerful that is, actually. It's very powerful. Okay, so we have another one, paranormal. Yesterday while resting, I experienced a very deep peace. Just as I touched into this peacefulness, my phone rang. When I went to answer, my caller ID showed a phone number and the words, "Do not pick up." I did not pick it up, but as I was puzzled by it and looked at it maybe longer than I should have, I thought I could do a natal barcode clearing an alien keyword intercept on the phone number and the words. But do you have any comment on that, Ron?
Sounds pretty strange. I think it probably got dropped in from a timeline or something. That just sounds really weird. So, don't know what else to say.
Yeah, and I wonder if, I don't know, it's almost like it was maybe a good message, don't pick up, because I think that happens a lot. Just when you're feeling really good, something from outside of you, the aliens try to play with you because you're at peace. And like the phone will ring and maybe you're in the middle of a healing and you get distracted and answer the phone, believing in that moment that the phone could be possibly be any more important than doing a healing, which of course it isn't. So,
yeah, that's how the dark side does and works with people.
Right. Okay, here's another interesting question I don't think you've answered before. Do we get to choose when we die? And how do the death barcodes work in conjunction with this?
Boy, you don't really choose your death. The aliens already chose it for you, in a sense. So the death barcodes can make you live longer and have a happier, maybe better life with less stuff going on. So the death barcodes are there to take you away from here. You know, they're there to kill you. That's why they're death barcodes. So from there, you know, when you die, if you haven't done the spirit barcode, then, you know, chances are the dark side can and will find you maybe after 2 to 3 weeks, and take your spirit, then you're back into the forced reincarnation. So you don't have any choice when you're not in your body, okay, consciously. When your body dies, you have no choice at all, and you're going to go into the belief system that you normally have, or they'll give you one, and that's why you want to have the spirit barcode so the light can find you. And then you go into quarantine. So that's the reason why that's so good, because now you're in quarantine, you're in the light. Doesn't matter what time or when ascension happens, you're already absorbed and brought into light, so you don't have to worry about coming back here again. So, back to you.
Wow, okay, Ron. Thank you. Okay, the person who wrote in earlier, and we were talking about DNA, wants to know, well, if I was given a choice of my DNA, why didn't I choose to be taller and, you know, probably all the, you know, 9 yards, the good things of life, and also being the correct gender, they're saying, that they'd like to be.
Well, they probably gave you the choice of, maybe you picked the best choice. You know?
Okay.
Oh, you know, maybe, you know, we'll just say that you're 5'6" and you wanted to be 6 foot. You know, now you want to be 6 feet. Well, maybe the choices there was to be 5'4", you know, and you picked
right.
The best choice that's available. So, and that's what was in store for you with the parents that you had. So you picked your parents. You have all the. That's when you have all those free choices. And so the free choices that you have, you pick the best of the worst, I'm sure, of everything. And maybe you were limited on what you could pick. You know, the aliens maybe made it limited for you. So that's just the way it is. So back
right.
to you.
And, I know New Age people and psychics and that kind of thing tell you, oh, you wanted these challenges. You chose, you know, a tough life or this particular issue because you wanted to come here and learn about that or experience that or, I don't know, help other people or something. You know, they make it sound like you wanted a little extra drama in your life. You didn't want to just come here and be comfortable and at peace and happy.
Yeah, that's what they say, yeah. So it's, and once you catch on that you have an issue, then you can clear the issue. And then you can be away from that astrology, the stuff the aliens put on you. And now you can change your life. So up to now, you have all the emotions of what you had in your lifetime if you have not done the whole lifetime emotional clearing. So where you are now, if you haven't done that, you look back upon your life and you may see things that you like, dislike, you know, bad events, and you may be traumatized by it. And you wonder, gee, what's life going to be for me, you know, my next 20 years of living here, if I live that long? And you're afraid that the past is going to be repeated. Well, it will be repeated. That's a given. So do your emotional clearing, and all of a sudden now you have choice to rebalance out and to get back into neutral. And now you can reprogram your situation. You're not going to be able to add any height to you or anything else. You might maybe grow a little bit possibly, but, you know, you're not going to go typically, you know, and increase your height 6 inches. So, but you could have a better life as you're getting rid of these blockages and the alien controls on you. So the whole thing is, how much does the alien have on you and how much programs are you running with your influence and how much are you influencing their programs, making you have more programs from them? That's why you want to be neutral. That's why you want to be in peace. So your only defense in a sense, would be to be in peace and to get off the timelines that are disrupting you. So back to you, Ann.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. Okay, another one. My city has a lot of dysfunction since it was founded in the 1880s. There's a huge amount of drug use, depression, a lot of unemployment. There's a church around every corner, too. Plus, it's very polluted. How do we deal effectively with living in a city among people with very low energy? How can I maintain my spiritual integrity living and working with these people and in this environment?
Well, it doesn't sound like a good place to live, okay? So what I would do is move. So it sounds like you are attempting to, I won't use the word fix everybody, but you're seeing their dysfunctionality, okay, which means that you don't want to be that way. And so are they going to want to change? That's the first thing. So there, you mentioned druggies and whatever else, you know. Are they going to want to change their life So you can feel better about living there? More than likely not. So now you have to ask yourself, why am I living in a place that's so dysfunctional? And, you know, that's kind of your choice. I would personally leave, if that's the case, because their energy is attached to you. So let's just say you go to the store and you buy groceries, okay? And this works for everybody. So behind the counter, the checkout person, you got the person, whatever, male, female, very thin. Druggies are very thin typically, you know? And they don't. Maybe they were, you know, the word tweaker, you know, comes, you know, into reality here. So maybe they, or they're an ex-druggie or ex-alcoholic, but they don't look right. So this person doesn't look right to you. Now they're touching all of your food. Okay? Are they putting that drug, dysfunctional energy, whatever they are, on that? Yep. So now that's being passed on to you. So you're at free choice now if you want to have this druggy person or whatever touch your food and also to contaminate it, slime it, and now you're eating that contaminated food. So, you know, that's what I said. I would maybe not shop there, but maybe every other store has all these people. So it's sort of like if, you know, living in a town with zombies. Do you want to live there? You're not going to be able to change them. Or a town full of clones, you know. You're not going to be able to change them. Who they are is who they are, what they are, what their belief system is, and you can't change them. So why are you there? What are you trying to get out of that experience? So for myself, if it doesn't, you know, if you don't relate to the people, then, you know, either, you know, buy stuff online and don't communicate with them, don't see them, or just get up and move. Go somewhere else. So that's kind of my opinion there, you know, because you don't want to hang around people. And this is really low vibrational people. So why are you around low vibrational people? So that's what I would say, especially if they're touching your food or you go out to eat. Maybe, you know, just say you go to a fast food place, whatever, and you order something. Well, maybe that's the children of the druggies, and they're probably on drugs too, we'll say. So do you want these people to touch your food, to cook your food for you, or the restaurant that you go to maybe, or whatever? Probably not, you know, now that you're aware of it. You know, why slime yourself with people that do not relate to you, that you don't relate with, and that are at a lower frequency than you, in a sense, who haven't woken up yet. So, back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Now, would you say that, I'm going to guess this person would probably love to move, would you say that it would be helpful for them to do the Earth gridline cording release?
Yeah, if the person can't move and they're stuck there, yes, do that clearing so you can get unstuck from that grid line that's holding you there. You know, maybe you want to move, but you're afraid to leave that particular block or the town that you're in. Maybe it's scary for you. So do that clearing to release yourself from the grid line that you're stuck to, okay? Remember, the aliens probably, you know, it took the shackles that you have, maybe, and, nailed you down there. So, you know, you want to, you know, take that ball and chain off your leg, kind of like the elephant, you know, in the circus in the old days, you know. You probably have all seen that. They tie him up, and the elephant goes in circles, and they take the chain off, and it still goes in circles. Or the rope or whatever, you know, because it doesn't know any difference, and it knows that if it tries to go so far, then it's going to have a problem and hurt itself. So, you know, you need to root yourself and get out, you know. So anyway, and then do timeline crashes on it, and also see what the gift is in all these people. And there's always a gift in something. What are they telling you? Maybe they're telling you that you don't want to be like them. So if that's what they're telling you, then say, okay, I got that. I understand what the gift is here, and I don't want to have my food slimed, and I don't want to do this and that, and adios amigos, you know? So back to you.
Right, and you don't want to be touching people either, right, that are very low energy. I mean, you don't want to touch anybody, but it's pretty obvious that this person is going to end up being around people, you know, of low energy that are definitely going to have aliens and entities in them.
Yep, that's correct, uh-huh.
Okay.
So, and I'm sure everybody listening is going, yeah, I'm glad I don't have that in my town, you know, or maybe you're in a place where the people are better, and maybe that is, you know, in every town, and you just, you're not there to really connect to a lot of these people. But just know, you really don't want them touching your food because they will contaminate it. Okay, I don't normally talk about this, but you know, for the listeners who've been on for a while, you're going to go, "Yep, I don't want that." You know, so you can also do a clearing on your food. You know, on the object, clearing, you could do that. That could help. But anyway, we'll see what the person says later on. Maybe they'll send us an email.
We would like to hear from her or him again.
Yeah. So, you know, if you can't move, do that clearing, you know. You get rid of that grid line locking you into that location. Okay, back to you, Ann.
Okay. Can we go till 5 after tonight, Ron?
Yes, we can.
Okay, great. Okay, one listener wrote in, people talk about the Bible. All the Bible is God's criminal rap sheet. He kills people who don't do what he says.
No, I can't really comment on that too much. But remember, they're aliens, so that's what aliens do, so... You know, I don't want to, you know, bash the Bible, but remember, that's, in a sense, that's what they are. That's why you have the Ten Commandments, which you shouldn't be doing. Some might be kind of practical, but, you know, anyway, I won't get into that too much. But, yeah, I guess that rap sheet is kind of bad, you know.
Right.
Especially the original one. Anyway, in the Old Testament, you know,
right.
You know, but that's the aliens. So what the heck, you know about aliens. So they're just telling you about the aliens. The alien was in control, in charge of the people at that time. So anyway, that's the way it goes. Rules and regulations. You have to consent, remember. Do you consent to all these things? If you do, then, you know, you're stuck. Then you lost your freedom. Back to you.
Okay, Ron. We have a very nice testimonial I'd like to share part of. They've done a lot of the clearings, three of the seven generational. When I do the self-empowerment, at times I've felt superhuman. There's a high that comes with a low when I get out of the now and my self-empowerment. It's imperative to have all the healing necessary. That's why I am excited to finish what I started. The exceptional experiences I have had with my spirit and following through with Ron's suggestions give me such a strength and maturity, I feel. I am saying also that I am experience lack due to not being able to go full throttle, but I have given up my dark life completely and am dedicating myself only to be in the now. It is a lot of work, and without the specific healing from Creation Lightship, I could not do it. Thank you for what you offer.
All I'm offering is peace and a way to get rid of the alien programs on people. So that's what we're all about, is to get you into the moment where you're in peace with your own source energy, your spirit, and to release from you... the clearings that we have, there's different names, emotional stuff, naturally, you know, traumas and dramas, and, you know, use different energetic bodies. So you want to get those things cleared out so you can have a better life. And, you know, you don't know what you don't know. So hopefully you've done a couple of clearings of people listening here, and you're feeling better. And take advantage of the clearings, because on the whole lifetime ones, basically, the next one is half price. You can also do one, you know, above $100 and get the next one for half. But I did that mainly for people who are older or who have a husband, you know, a spouse, or, you're in a relationship and you want to have your mate be on the same page as you. So they're half price. So that's why I did that, so people can actually move forward in a relationship with somebody else. And you know, you don't want to leave them behind, because once you get a clearing, that other person who hasn't had it, you know, you may say, gee, this person is really negative. I don't want them to be in my life now. I had this clearing. I'm in peace, and they're not in peace. Well, you weren't in peace before you had the clearing, so get rid of, you know, to do it for both of you. and that's why I've done that. But all I'm offering you is peace. And you have to get rid of the programs, which we call, you know, when you do a clearing slash healing, we're not giving you anything except nothing. So I'm taking away your stuff, your baggage, and I'm giving you nothing, which is peace. And the peace is where you want to be, which is nothing. Another way of looking at it. Back to you.
Yes, thank you, Ron. It's a tough concept at first for a lot of people to grasp, I think, that we'd rather be neutral, or it's preferable to be neutral than to be emotional about anything.
Yes.
So somebody wrote in, I think, a show or two ago about a business situation that you were helping them with, and I just wanted to read a comment that someone wrote. If people work with the light, they can advance higher concepts for their business to attain. I think the person was saying that they have, you know, fighting at their office and that kind of thing, and I think you suggested that they do the, they get the emotional clearing done for some of their people that they work with.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I was wondering, Ron, if we could have a sample healing of something. Maybe a sample of the pain body clearing?
We could do that. So here we go. So pain, releasing the energy. One, and you have to think of it naturally. Remember, the light doesn't judge you. You have to judge yourself. And here we go. So where do you have pain? So releasing that. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okie doke. So what I'll do is a clearing, since we're kind of talking about people. So let's look at something that happened today to you. You dealt with somebody, you got in connection with somebody, we'll say, or, you know, whatever, because you heard about something, and maybe the person, you know, said something that you didn't like, or they slimed you, or did something. So let's just release the energy. So here we go. Think of that one person that you dealt with, you know. Maybe you're out, you know, shopping, and a little kid looked at you and he stuck his tongue out at you, you know? And he frowned at you. And you go, oh boy, psychic attack from a 2-year-old, you know? Holy smokes. Anyway, here we go. Releasing the energy. So one, two, three, four, boy, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. That's a little heavy. Boy, that 2-year-old is having a lot of energy. Oh, here we go. Do it again. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. So that's a little better. So here we go. Let's do one for maybe you're shopping and you're trying to select the best food for you, okay? And you pick a package up, doesn't feel quite right to you, or you pick up a piece of fruit, and then you put it down. And maybe somebody else, you've noticed, picked the same thing up before you, and you can see that they were a little strange looking, okay? Maybe it's one of those, like the person mentioned, you know, a druggie, you know? And you go, uh-oh. What did they put on that fruit or that package that I want to buy? So let's release that from you. So here we go. One, two, three, four, oh boy, five, that's heavy, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Well, that's pretty good. Okay. So I guess we could do maybe one more question, if it's a quick one.
Well, the person that wrote in about living in that low-energy city wrote in again, and as I suspected, they would love to move. Yes, I would love to move out of this low-vibrational place. It's a question of money at this time. I can't afford to move. Hopefully, I will move later this year. I feel my own energy sinking as well living here. That's why I'm wondering how to do okay while I hold on. I always do try to make my own food, so thank you, Ron, for doing that clearing, and associate with higher energy people.
Okay, the first thing to tell you what I would say is, since your energy is dropping, how long are you going to live there? Okay, you're planning to move, we'll say you're planning to move in 4 months. Okay, well, how much life force energy are you going to be losing by being there for 4 months? I'm just trying to get you out of there in a month, and everybody else listening probably likes to have you do that too. So basically, each day that you live, you're dying, okay? Oh, and where is that going to lead you at the very end? You know, so maybe look at each day as, in a sense, like a death barcode to you. So what do you have to do to get out of there? Well, what's your psychic billboard say? You don't have enough money to move? Hello? Maybe you could sell something and get out of there, you know? So now you have to look at your self-empowerment. So what I would do is get the self-empowerment clearing, do that for about a week or two, and then you're going to feel a little different, and then get on the psychic billboard clearing. I would not do the psychic billboard right off the bat. And then do the psychic billboard that you want to move, and go that right way, you know. Remember, you just mentioned and said where you are, that is killing you in a sense. So, you know, you need to get out of there. Anyway, I better do the mind a heart drop. So here we go. Dropping down. We got to command your spirit to take the thoughts inside of your head. Very, very simple. Do it out loud and drop them into your heart where they're neutralized, we'll say. And here we go. So dropping down, I'll count from 10 to 1 backwards, like an elevator dropping on the different floors down. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, everybody, blessings. Thank you. Thank you, Ann. Thank you, everybody. And tomorrow night is Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship. Bye, everyone. And our 8-hour call is Sunday.